I think the key thing to watch for would be issues that might cause a division between the governor and legislative Republicans. For example, motorcycle helmet law, the repeal of that has passed both the House and the Senate in different versions, but Governor Snyder really hasn't announce what his position is on it, then potentially you have a situation where they could put the repeal of the motorcycle helmet law on his desk, and then he potentially could veto it. So I think the thing to look for is, are there issues that represent a kind of a difference of opinion in Republican ranks?
Well, Susan, the House and Senate have been butting heads over the anti-bullying bill and on creating this health care pool that's part of the federal health care mandate. Where does that stand right now?
The legislation passed the Senate last week over the vociferous protests of the Tea Party. Now it's up to the House to decide what they want to do. Do they want to take up the legislation? Do they want to let it go for a while and wait and see what the Supreme Court ends up doing in the spring? I think that the House, it's safe to say, is less enthusiastic about doing anything than the Senate was.
Again, this health care pool is something Governor Snyder called on the Republican majority legislature to pass, and it hasn't happened yet. He also wasn't able to get approval for a new bridge between Detroit and Windsor. So what do you think we should look for next on the governor's agenda?
The governor also had special announcements on infrastructure, special announcement on health care, and the governor had a special announcement last spring on education reform, which has yet to really be accomplished. So I think there's a lot out there that he's laid in front of the legislature that has yet to happen. And the fall session began with the failure of the legislation that would have, you know, started the bridge construction in southeast Michigan. And the real question out there is that what we're going to see in the weeks ahead, where you really don't get much accomplished because of differences of opinion in Republican ranks?
Susan, with Republicans in the majority, most legislative news has centered around that party. What about Democrats in the legislature? Do they have any agenda items they'd like to see movement on before the end of the year?
That's a good question. I mean, the Democrats tried again to extend unemployment benefits after the cut that Republicans passed this year. They tried to restore some of the funding for public education that was cut in this year's budget. Both of those things failed on party lines in the Senate. You know, I think that those are priorities for them. I don't see that Republicans share those priorities, so I don't see much of a future. You know, it's hard when you're outnumbered as badly as they are.
Ken, are we getting a sense for what might be on the legislative agenda for next year?
Well, I think the governor has an opportunity to reset the agenda with his State of the State message, which would come in late January. That's the opportunity he has to kind of get Republicans all on the same page again for 2012.
Susan, your thoughts?
I think that the governor has made it clear that he wants to give the bridge another go. I don't know in what form that takes and if he has any takers at all in the legislature, but that seems to be important to him. He's made comments to that effect to the Canadians and, you know, to his audience back home. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see that as maybe part of his broader infrastructure agenda, and that's highlighted in the Secretary of State address.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.